What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, Tom Pelissero report. And again, I'm taking it a different place. I'm really not interested in debating the merits of Trey Hendrickson. The Bengals are listening to trades. You're not going to make a call. I'm more focused on, why are you okay?
How do you know they're not going to make a call, though?
Because Brad Holmes has all but told you.
I might make a call.
I mean, first of all, on our airwaves, he was like, why can't you just be happy with Aiden? Oh, what team has two elite pass rushers? Why is it like this in all markets? He's all but told you. Then you factor in the last time we heard from Brad Holmes, his defense for any of this was, you don't understand the salary cap. Sure we do. That's a straw man. So, Mike, I don't have any faith in it. Hey, let me ask you a question. What did they do this offseason?
Not
a DJ Reed. Just handed out oodles of money to their own people again. They are comfortable being good. I don't know that they're, you know what? No, they're not willing to do what it takes to be great. They're not willing to go all in. And the franchise you grew up rooting for and the franchise you still have a deep familiarity with is the example in the NFC, along with the Niners, by the way, who made two Super Bowls and who put the gas pedal down. They had to take a step back last year. But the point is, the two preeminent franchises in this conference are doing it the same way. Oh, here, want to add a third? How about the Rams, who also did something you've never done? Won the Super Bowl. F them picks. All in, all in, all in. And then there's this.
By the way, there's another player, according to Ian Rappaport, who thinks the Packers would be among the teams interested in one, Micah Parsons.
Yeah, well, the Packers are a low-rent Mickey Mouse franchise. And you know what? They're just as bad as you, is that you're depending on Marcus Davenport and they're depending on Lucas Van Ness. If I were a Packer fan, I'd be incensed. But whatever. David, the ticket text, will go to the callers. And again, if you're okay with this team not being all in, why? That if there's half a dozen teams calling on Trey Hendrickson and you find out the Lions aren't one of them, why is that okay? If you're truly Super Bowl or bust, then walk it. Don't talk it.
They are not all in. They're about selling out the house and staying good enough to keep the fans interested. 9-8, 8-9 season coming up.
I'm not ready to go that far. I agree with the tenets of what you're saying is that I think they like, wait a minute, there's a waiting list for tickets? Wait, we can raise prices as much as we want and people will still pay? This is fun. If you risk it for the biscuit and you don't get it, there is a downfall. I don't think they're willing to pay the price of admission.
Yeah, but I don't think if they risk it for the biscuit and it doesn't work, I don't think people are, and they have a one bad season, I don't think people are going to like, oh, forget it, I'm done.
No, but they don't want to incur that.
They won't.
Okay, then Mike, then even less of an excuse why not to, right?
That's not a legitimate excuse.
David?
Scott in Carlton says, if you have Hendrickson, Branch isn't needed. They'll never get to the secondary. Make the bleeping deal.
Again, that was just a stony, following the parameters of what have been listed offer. David, go ahead.
We need Hendrickson. It would be the best slap in the face to Ben Johnson and shut down the QB guru in soda. Make the deal. Someone else says, F that pick. Get the deal done. I'm with you, Mike. My biggest fear is Trey Hendrickson going to the Bears, Eagles, or Commanders. Frank at work.
Let's go to the people. Sean's in West Bloomfield. He bats leadoff. Sean, how you doing?
I'm good. And, Mike, that was a hell of a point, man, that last year is gone and the year before is gone. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we can cry a river about what happened, but those years are gone. So we go all in, 100%. I just would rather go all the way all in and go get Micah Parsons for more. I swear to God, that's the move. Hendrickson, I don't know. He's old. I mean, I know he's great. I know he's been very productive, but give me some Micah Parsons, for God's sake. Let's go win the damn championship. How about that?
Well, I'd love it. I just, A, I don't think they'll deal him, and B, they wouldn't deal him in the NFC, but you're not wrong. I mean, Sean, I'd give up 3 first-round picks. I'd do whatever it takes. I mean, you put him and Aiden on the same defense. How do you deal with that?
Who does Brandon Holmes think he's talking to? Also, I mean, this town has had many championships. I mean, does Mark Aguirre ring a bell for anyone? How about Brendan Shanahan? How about, you can go on and on. You know, it's one thing to draft your way out of the cellar. It's another thing to shift gears and do what you got to do to go get the title. It's ridiculous, and I'm tired of it. It's annoying.
No, it is, Sean. And look, we're all appreciative of the job they've done. And guess what? That's what they get paid to do. Right. Because Kenny, that's what the money's for. But Sean, you're right. You get to this point, you're either going to bleep or get off the potty.
Right. Look, nobody's sitting here saying, I don't want to speak for you, but that Brad Holmes is not a really good general manager.
No, of course
we
not.
We just want him to be even better.
Look, it's part of my issue with the Tigers is I think they've done a really nice job digging out of a really bad situation.
Yeah.
But once you get here, are you serious about winning it all or not? Because the actions defy kind of what you're looking for in that venue of all right, yeah, we live and breathe and eat and sleep and die to win a championship. And then you go, okay, well, what have you done for that?
Right.
And you get this. The NFL, I just gave you the two preeminent organizations in the NFC, three if you count the Rams. What do they all have in common?
They went for it.
All gas, no brakes. Yet with Brad Holmes, what do we hear? Oh, we want to be consistently good. Well, those aren't the same things.
No.
And when you hear a Pelissero report, they're taking calls on Hendrickson. Look, I got news
from the Carolina Panthers, allegedly.
New England?
The Colts.
He'd be a Vrabel player.
Yeah.
They have cap space. Mm-hmm. Look, that's the thing. Aiden's deal will get done because the salary cap isn't real.
Right.
And eventually it becomes real, but I don't think you're in that spot.
And Aiden's deal is the fact that it's not done. It's not the Lions' fault. Aiden's waiting and he's smart.
Sure, because Aiden, I think, is waiting for Micah Parsons.
Yes, as he should.
And then Aiden, well, here's what Aiden's people are going to ask for. Hope you're ready. 50.
Pretty close. Damn right.
Micah's going to ask for 45. If he gets it, I'm Aiden's reps. I want 50. It ain't going backwards.
No.
Cap's going up. 248-539-9797. Go to Ziggy 97.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The one.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Just checking in. Listen, man, long time listener. Appreciate you taking the call. I think they need to do anything. I got a pool of linebackers. I got a pool of defensive linemen. Give me Hendrickson and let's get everybody, whoever you need, first round pick, whatever. Let's do so that way we can have one of the elite defensive lines in the NFL. And if we think back to the Super Bowl, what won the Super Bowl? The Eagles defense. They dominated the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Mahomes was pretty mortal because of them.
Go look at the two Super Bowls my team has this century.
Yeah.
We have three appearances, but two, they were fueled by the front four, including taking down the undefeated Patriots with a pass rush that didn't let Tom Brady breathe. It's the same principle. Ziggy, look at the last two times the Chiefs got dismantled in the Super Bowl. Last year,
strong defense.
And Tampa Bay in the COVID year. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. And the main thing too is that they consistently, you know, from a front head office standpoint, they want to tiptoe when they need to start dropping sledgehammers, getting what they want. This is who I have available. What else do I need to give you to make him wear a Lions jersey this year and be done with it?
Ziggy, I'd love to see it. I'd love to read a report. They called, made an offer, got rebuffed. It would give me great faith. They at least tried.
Right.
But you don't have that. And the Lions are one of the most over-reported on teams in the league. They're rivaling the Cowboys in that regard. Everybody wants to read about, hear about, see the Lions. They're covered. If they made a big brazen offer to Cincinnati, you'd know about it. You just would.
People love the Lions nationally.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people, get some of the ticket texts as well. And listen, there's no yelling and screaming. If you're totally okay not going all in and you just like living this life, explain why. Because other than winning the Super Bowl, nothing else this year will be a success. You could make the NFC Championship game and lose it. Fail. 2 years ago, making the playoffs, success. Win playoff game, success. Last year, best record in the league. Oh my God. Still a failure. You didn't go anywhere. This year, what defines success other than making a Super Bowl? Look, if you get to a Super Bowl, bleep happens. And you lose that Super Bowl in overtime or something. Look, you can't call it a failure.
No.
It's heartbreak. But anything other than making the Super Bowl is a failure. Did the Lions do everything in their power to put themselves in the best position to do that?
As of now, no.
Then why is this town okay with it?
The history. That's why.
This town is basically this drop. Anything the Lions do, it's just this. Lions sign dead guy. Lions bring back Davenport. Lions. I can't keep playing it.
Boy, you like the massage.
The fact that we got that from him writing an article, a holume, that's still the best. All right, we'll get to the people next. 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.